guys are here tonight talking about budget, which is kind of blowing my mind that anybody is asking anyone for more money, right? And you're not gonna get another nickel out of me, I don't care what the budget is, I'm gonna reject it, till you can tell me what happened to all the other money, all the money we've given you before.
Kevin, I wanna stop you right here and just say, this is public comment, so.
This is good, I gotta get to a point, Jeannie, if you don't interrupt me, I'd like to finish, I'm asking for 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, so I found the patriot that everybody can learn from. This is the guy who's taking action locally and actually pulling the financials apart and looking at the individual identification numbers. This is one of the areas where it all lays and where you can go locally and actually start tearing this down. Check this out, after he went to the select board meeting and told them that they're implicated in the things they know they're implicated in, crazy things, RICO Act, embezzling, racketeering charges, conspiracy, child trafficking. I'm telling you, this is legit 100% local crazy shit that's happening local with you too. This gentleman, after he started exposing it, they sent a police officer to his house to ban him and trespass him from coming to any other meetings, which is against the Constitution. So the police came to his house, we have that video, but before we show you that video, let's show you the full quick 2 or 3 minute clip of him at the select board meeting, really breaking it down to them.
Thank you for having me. Let me go first, because I don't have a mask. I refuse to be segregated. I'll try to make this quick and get out of the board's hair. Again, my name is Kevin Hoyt. I am a Bennington resident, born and raised Vermonter, candidate for Vermont State Governor. And you guys are here tonight talking about budgets, which is kind of blowing my mind that anybody is asking anyone for more money, right? And you're not gonna get another nickel out of me. I don't care what the budget is, I'm gonna reject it. So you can tell me what happened to all the other money, all the money we've given
Kevin,
you before.
Kevin, I wanna stop you right here and just say, this is public comment, so.
This is good, I gotta get to a point, Jeannie, if you don't interrupt me, I'd like to finish. I'm asking for 3 minutes, okay? So you guys are here asking for more money, and I'm here because I wanna talk about embezzlement and money laundering and fraud and obstruction and tax evasion and criminal conspiracy. Worse, actually, worse. So if anybody here, I don't expect an explanation, because you can tell me why, or tell the good people of Bennington and Vermont why, the Vermont Christmas Tree Association, the Bennington County Regional Alcoholics Anonymous, which is Turning Point, the Bennington County Court Diversion Program, which is CRJ, the Bennington Child Care Association, which is Sunrise Daycare, all names everybody's familiar with. Vermont Sheriff's Association, let's get a little bit bigger, right? How come they all have matching EIN numbers? That's a unique, as in one individual business, federal identification number. How come they all have matching EIN numbers? That's a unique, as in one individual business, federal identification number. So that seems to be a problem. And all of those organizations that I just mentioned match the Mount Anthony Preservation Society, 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 match, right? There's a lot more of these, but it always turns out that your numbers end up matching the nonprofits owned by our judges. Judge Colvin is a big one for that one, right? Or our senators. Right, all these nonprofits, and it just happens to be those same judges and senators and half of you guys all sit on these boards. So I want to make sure you know that this is very, very illegal. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the guy in charge of this is James Condos, the Vermont Secretary of State, and the guy who's supposed to prosecute this is T.J. Donovan, the Vermont Attorney General, right? Green Mountain Express, the Bennington Bus, there's another one. Project Against Violent Encounters. Sunrise has a pedophile logo, pedophile symbol in the middle of their logo. That's per the FBI, right? And again, this makes direct contact with our law enforcement, DCF, and our court system, and all of you guys. I think Vermonters and people of Bennington need to start asking questions. I think Vermonters and people of Bennington need to start asking questions. I think Vermonters and people of Bennington need to start asking questions. I think Vermonters and people of Bennington need to start asking questions. I'm not getting any more money out of it. Thanks for your time.
I wish I'd gotten one. Fuckers.
All right.
Did you see the look on that guy's face? He looked like he both scared and blown away, shocked, and like he wanted to kill him. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I think the truth is all in that guy's face. Okay, so 8 days later, the police show up at his house and give him a trespassing order for the fire station, which is where they hold these meetings. This is against the Constitution. He holds his own very well, maintains his respect. His intelligence is there. It's an amazing clip. You got to watch him work. This is Kevin Hoyt running for governor.
This is a no trespass order for going to the Bennington Town Select Board meeting.
Okay.
And telling him about the crimes that the Bennington Select Board's involved with.
Okay.
So I'm getting a no trespass order from a town public meeting. That's a felony crime. It's embezzling. It's money laundering. Right? That's why your chief is not wearing a badge. They told me I was out of order because I'm exposing them. I'm telling about their crime. So the point is now I want to know how you're going to enforce that.
Yep. So like I said, it's, you know, it,
how can I get a trespass order from a public building?
So that's one of the things we'll have to talk with them about, okay?
Talk to who?
Like the town about.
Well, I'm not interested in what anything the town has to say. I'm asking the guy that's supposed to arrest me if I show up. I'm going to go to my public town meeting the next time. It's a public venue. I have the right to do that. It's called the freedom to assemble under the First Amendment.
Yep. No, right? Like I said, you can...
And you're the guy that's supposed to arrest me when I'm going to get there. So I'm wondering, how are you going to enforce that? What law am I breaking by going to a town meeting and reporting a criminal leadership? Now you're telling me I'm getting a no trespass order to go to my town meeting?
Like I said,
you can shove that up your ass. Thanks, though. I appreciate it. That's not you. It's nothing against you. But I don't believe the Bennington Police Department. I think you guys are going, not you. You're a new officer.
Yeah,
that's
really
amazing, too. We got all these new officers, but nobody's telling us about our disappearing officers. Have you seen Chad? Have you seen Chad Schmidt around?
I have not, sir. No,
you haven't. And I know why, and I think you do, too. How about Dick Sears? You seen Senator Dick Sears?
No, I haven't.
I just saw his car at 1 o'clock in the morning making a drug run the other day, so you guys might want to look into that, too.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of things that you guys need to do.
Okay.
I've given information. I've offered it. You all have it. Hey, we've got this giant criminal government that, unfortunately, you guys are part of it. Now, I back the blue. I don't mean any disrespect, right? I'd actually give you more money. I believe in training and equipment and all that. I'm running for Vermont State Governor. I stayed calm. I was doing my civic duty.
Yeah.
In reporting crimes to my select board so they could solve it. The problem is they sit on all the boards for these illegal shell companies that are owned by our judges and senators. So I'm not even going to take that. I'll see you at Monday's meeting, or whatever the meeting is.
Like I said,
we're
going to
start talking about individuals next time, and if you're going to have to arrest me for attending a public meeting to inform the people that they're getting screwed by our own government, then you're going to have to arrest me. I'm not signing anything.
Okay, that's okay.
And I'll see you guys at the next select board meeting where I'm assuming you'll have to arrest me. I don't know. What's the charge going to be? I'm telling you, I don't think you can. I think if you enforce it, you're violating my civil liberties and rights, and I'm going to sue you guys again along with everybody else. If what is the charge? What law, your law, what law am I breaking if I go to a public town select board meeting.
So
they really want to shut me up.
So what would happen is, like, basically it would be at
the beginning of the meeting, they said I had to stay on content. I believe I did. I never raised my voice. I wasn't violent. I didn't do anything other than give them content that they really don't like. Okay, well, I'm telling you, as the guy that's not going to be able to enforce that, I'll see them at the next select board meeting, and that's when we're going to start going over individual select board members and their individual crimes. So maybe if you're there to arrest me, you can arrest the real bad guys when I give you the evidence this time.
Okay.
Do you want to see some evidence? I've got plenty of evidence. I tried to, in fact, I gave it to them on video. I've given it to the sheriff. I've given it to the BPD. I've given it to the Bennington Banner. I've given it to our select board themselves. Everybody is completely aware, and that's what I'm doing here. I'm just making sure the people know that all you guys know. So when this shit comes out and hits the fan, I don't know if there's a federal grand jury. Every sheriff in the state of Vermont is under criminal investigation, federal investigation.
Okay.
There's some real shit going on. And we're going to count on you guys. You know, our government failed. Now the next tier is you guys, the law enforcement, the EMTs, the doctor, right? Some of them are failing us too, unfortunately. The next level is us, the people. And when the people have to deal with it, it's going to get ugly, man. It's going to be messy. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
No, like I said, you know, it's...
Okay, you can arrest me at the next meeting, okay?
No, I'm saying this isn't for, like, permanent or anything like that. It's good for a year, but they can always get rid of it.
Okay, well, I'm going to violate it next select board meeting. Letting you know right now. I'm sorry. The problem is I know. I know now. Yeah. I know, I believe, I've got the evidence to back me up. What kind of a man would I be if I let this happen? If I didn't warn others and tell other good Vermonters, good people.
I got you. Well, you know,
could you do that?
What I would do, Kevin,
we're going to find out, because I just told you about a bunch of felony crimes. So hopefully look into it.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I don't know all those answers.
I know you don't. Again, being a local guy, this is way above your head. It's out of your pay bay, and there's no offense when I say that.
No, that's okay.
But I am informing you. Am I on camera, I hope? Right?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So I'm on camera. I'm once again informing the Bennington Police Department about a bunch of felony crimes by our Bennington Select Board, the Board of Civil Authority, and literally every official that we have. So now your job, because it's felony crimes, would be to notify T.J. Donovan. The problem with T.J. Donovan is he's also been implicated. He's under federal investigation.
Okay.
We removed the lead for the Vermont State Police Major Crimes Unit, right, because he leaked the information to T.J. that he was under investigation. So the guy in charge of the investigation told the guy that we're investigating he was under investigation.
Okay,
and then he told Erica Marthridge down here, you heard of her.
Yes, I
did. Yeah, right. So then she told Judge Calvin, who told the sheriff, and it's just more obstruction charges. We removed the lead for the Vermont State Police in 2019.
Yep.
Now the top fed, right, Christina Nolan, who is the U.S. attorney for the District of Vermont, right? Again, I've been telling her about felony fugitive representatives and embezzlement, and she hasn't done anything for a long time. We removed her in February of 2021, last year.
Yeah.
So this stuff is happening, and I can't imagine, again, why these guys don't want it to go out to the public, but I'm going to give it to the public.
Gotcha.
And if it includes getting arrested for something that I don't think is a crime, and I don't think is enforceable, then I'm going to try this. So you got to go back and tell the chief. I mean, you can expect me at the next meeting. I don't know what's going to happen or what you guys are going to play. But if you insist on arresting me or trying to enforce this illegal, unconstitutional order, I'm going to sue you for it. Okay? It's a violation of civil liberties.
We're going to be working with this man closely with certain details locally, but at the same time, we're going to develop a procedure of what you can do. You can look up locally for EIN numbers of businesses and see if any match up. No business should have the same EIN number, and if that's happening, they're connected. And there's some weird things going on. Here locally, we have some pedophilia symbols in some banks, and we have pedophilia symbols in some child care agencies. This is no joke, this hits home, and I guarantee it's happening to where you are. If you want to hear this man talk, we had an hour conversation, a lot more than that's going to come about this, but I wanted to keep this video short. If you want to hear this man talk and hear our conversation, join the Disclosure Hub. Within 24 to 48 hours, we're going to release that. So that's the Disclosure Hub on Telegram or bitchute.com/hiddenvideos if you can't get on Telegram. This is what everybody needs to do locally. A lot more is going to come from this, and we're going to try to break it down even easier for you. But you can easily get in and you can figure out things by looking up different businesses' EIN numbers, looking up nonprofits' EIN numbers, getting in and looking at public records, seeing how much they pay for their sewer bill, how much they pay for benches, how much they pay for this, how much they pay for that. In this phone conversation we had, we break a lot of this down, but it's a real rough version. The first time we're ever talking, like I said, that'll be uploaded as soon as possible for you to check out for the people who want to know more about this, because this is the key. And it's crazy because our conversation led to basically us talking about the National Guard training for underground missions, even here locally where I am. So long story short, I'm starting to re-believe the narrative that the military is in control taking these people out. This is crazy, and it all relates. Everything is connected. From here locally to the United States to global, everything is connected. This is insane, I'm telling you. So if you want to know more information about this, please stay tuned to Disclosure Hub. We'll post it. And this is, again, Kevin Hoyt. Look him up on Facebook. You guys need to follow this guy. listen to everything he says. You can learn a lot. And the more people that follow him, the more he's protected. So please, go give him a follow. This is a man to know, not just in Vermont where he's located, but a man to know in general. Follow his every move. There's a lot to learn from him. He has no fear, just like we have no fear. And he knows he's ready to die for this, just like I am and just like you are. Stay tuned to Disclosure Hub for more from Kevin Hoyt.